Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
So it's all over. Kind of. So now what? Now what? The votes are in, the results are in. And now what do we do? How do we move forward? How do we come together? How do we heal? How do we rise up? Now what? I spent a lot of time thinking about that Wednesday and Thursday. I picked this talk title a long time ago, knowing today would be after the election. And my question to myself Wednesday and Thursday was exactly that. Well, now what? I guess I'm still a little emotional about it all. So, share first and foremost, take care of yourself. First and foremost, just breathe. Take a deep breath and fully exhale. Because it's in that deep breath that we can calm the mind and calm the body. Might have to do that many times in the coming days and weeks. I've done it many times this week so far. Throughout the day, I just got to take a breath. And be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. It's okay to not be okay right now. Give yourself the time you need, the space you need. Ask yourself, what do I need? And then give yourself that. Ask for support from the people that you trust, the people that you feel safe with. Be gentle with yourself. And don't ignore the feelings, whatever they are. Don't bypass them. Name them. Write them down. Talk about them with those people you feel safe with. Do not ignore them. It's okay, whatever they are. It's okay. Don't bypass the feelings. Because if we bypass them, you know what happens. They just fester and keep coming up stronger and stronger. There's no moving on there until you move through the feelings, whatever they are. And be gentle with yourself when there are feelings that you wish you didn't have. Be gentle with yourself. And leave the silo. We all have our silos where we hear what we think we want to hear that reinforces just what we think the world should be. But it's easy in the silos, whether it's the news or the social media platforms or certain podcasts, it's easy to want to stay in the silo because those people talk just like we do, but it's also to be unduly influenced by them. So leave the silos, at least for a while. Because it helps us when we leave the silo and we can be with our own selves and not hear all the chatter out there. I go, oh, when I'm still and I just listen to myself, I know how I actually feel about it all. We can learn what we really need to do or what would help us. And we can leave behind the divisive rhetoric. And maybe, just maybe, if you leave the silo, you might learn it's not as bad as you think. Or maybe those people aren't as bad as you think they are. So I encourage you to turn off the news. I do. That's my go-to. I listen to the news Wednesday morning. I'm like, okay, enough of that. And I haven't really listened to the news since. I will re-engage with the news at some point. I do check my NPR app once a day to make sure the world is still here. Okay? But other than that, I shut it down. Okay? So the news, the social media, or that person who's toxic, or whatever it is, give yourself a break from all of it. And in place of that, engage in those activities that help your body and your mind feel calm. Give yourself what you need to feel calm. Hike, dance, play music, make art, whatever you need to do. Spend time in nature. Lift weights, whatever it is that helps you calm down. Give yourself plenty of time to do that. And remember, if you have anxiety about getting through today, it might be helpful to spend a little more time in meditation. And if you find yourself endlessly worried about what's coming tomorrow or on whatever that magic day in January is, prayer might be the answer. And I share with you an exercise I learned from Reverend Dr. Marjorie Staum. I don't know what she calls it, but I call it, having heard her do it, and what if that happens? And it looks something like this. So somebody comes to her really worried, like, you know, I'm really worried this or that might happen. She has them, go through the whole thing. For instance, I'm really worried the economy might tank. Well, what if that happens? Well, maybe I'll lose my job. What if that happens? I had to get a different job. What if that happens? That job might not pay as much. Well, what if that happens? I had to sell my house. What if that happens? I had to get a smaller house or rent an apartment. What if that happens? Oh, I guess I'll be okay. It's a very useful exercise, and you could do it with yourself. Take that thing that's worrying you and play it out to the end, and most likely you're going to go, oh, I'm okay. You're okay. We're okay. We're always okay. Which is the next thing we can remember. Our true source is not sitting in the White House or Congress or on the Supreme Court or the governor's house or the state legislature, okay? Remember a few weeks ago when we made that list of Portland, Center for Spiritual Living, those things that make us feel rich in life, what true prosperity is, things like relationships and nature and music and dance and great food, all those things, none of them are affected by who sits in the White House. All right? Yeah. All right, I could still ride my bike, you could still fly, you could still hike, you could still do all those things, okay? Spend time in community, which is what you're doing right now. I'm not saying spend time in silos, I'm saying spend time in community. And whatever your other communities are, family, friends, civic groups, clubs. Spend time in community. Seek out awe. I just spoke about that last week. Whatever those things are that are most likely to give you awe, do that. And lastly, a way to take care of yourself is to remember your inner peace. And cultivate that. Some of you may have noticed that right outside this door, we have a brand new peace pole. May peace prevail on earth. Donate it to this community by Kathy Ballard. Yeah. Thank you, Kathy. And Jason made the stand for it. That's secured in the ground. And at some point soon, we'll have literally a peace dance around the peace pole. Oh, stay tuned for that. But I encourage you to take care of yourself and find your peace, because as Lao Tzu reminds us, if there is to be peace in the world, there must be peace in the nations. There is to be peace in the nations, there must be peace in the cities. There is to be peace in the cities, there must be peace between neighbors. If there is to be peace between neighbors, there must be peace in the home. And if there is to be peace in the home, there must be peace in your heart. So peace does indeed begin with each one of us. So find your inner peace, because it matters and it makes a difference. And then when you've taken care of yourself, take care of someone else. The poet Amanda Gorman wrote, "Since the world is round, there's no way to walk away from each other. For even then, we are coming back together. We are in this together, whether we like it or not. No one is going anywhere. So we have no choice but to do this together." So I share with you an anagram of the word America from Reverend Michael Latimer. He's the senior minister at Ohio CSL in Pasadena. And he has made an anagram of America: I am care. So let's care for our fellow Americans, wherever they might be on the political spectrum, because there's no walking away from each other. We can also care for each other by remembering that we are always at choice to show understanding and compassion, even with those that we disagree with. We don't have to agree with them, but we can show understanding and compassion. If your candidate lost this past week, then try to learn why somebody else voted for the other candidate. And don't assume bad motives. If your candidate won this week, then try to understand why some people are not that thrilled about it. In other words, have a conversation and ask questions instead of assuming we know. We can also take care of each other by just being a companion. And by companioning, I mean simply listening. We don't have to fix or give advice or give platitudes about how it's all okay when to that person it doesn't feel okay. We don't have to do anything to be a good companion. We just have to be there and listen. So again, whether your candidate won or lost, you know somebody who's in pain right now. So reach out. Listen to them. Maybe actually pick up the phone and call them instead of a text message. Because I imagine a lot of you are like me. I find it impossible to convey my emotions and feelings in a text message. So if somebody really wants to know how I'm doing, they'll call me and not send me a text that says, hey, Bridget, how you doing? Because I look at that and go, I don't know how to respond to that. And I bet some of you are just like that. So let's check in on each other. To take care of someone else, we can learn a lot from and be this companion and this understanding and compassion from the great Afghan Sufi poet and mystic Rumi. Now, I'm going to read something that many of you have probably heard, but then I'm going to go a little further. The part we've all heard probably many times, or many of us have heard, out beyond the ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other doesn't make any sense. Now, most of the time, that's where we stop. Because we like being reminded of our oneness. But Rumi actually goes on, after reminding us that we're all part of each other, he goes on to speak of the spiritual realm. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. Don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the door sill where the two worlds touch. The door is round and open. Don't go back to sleep. Once we are awakened to our oneness, then we're opened up to some pretty deep spiritual truths. And so in the coming days and weeks, if we want to live by what we teach, spiritual living, we must remember our oneness. Remember deeply we are one. Don't go back to sleep. Our oneness has secrets to tell us. Don't go back to sleep. Our oneness will guide us in kindness. Don't go back to sleep. Take care of yourself. Take care of someone else. And then when you're ready, you've had enough time grieving, you've had enough time caring for yourself, you're feeling strong again, you're feeling hopeful again, or maybe in all order to feel hopeful again, rise up above the rancor and divisiveness. We know how to do this. We totally can do this. We can be part of the solution and rise up above the divisive rhetoric. You know, many faith traditions teach the concept of love thy enemy. It's not just Christianity. It's not just in the Bible. It's in many, many faith traditions, love thy enemy. And it can be hard to do. It can be extremely difficult to love thy enemy when those are the people we fear might be tearing down the systems we are reliant on. It might be difficult to do in the face of the angry rhetoric we hear in society. It might be difficult to do against powerful algorithms that pretend to know what we need to hear, but only feed the hate and fear mongering. But there's a reason why love thy enemy is the answer. It's because hate begets hate and love begets love. It's that simple, and I'm pretty sure we all know that. But it's hard to remember sometimes. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King knew an awful lot about hate. He faced it every single day. He had violent threats against him and his family almost endlessly. And yet still, in the face of that kind of hate, he chose love. In his sermon, Loving Your Enemies, Dr. King wrote, "Far from being the pious injunction of a utopian dreamer, the command to love one's enemy is an absolute necessity for our survival. Love, even for enemies, is the key to the solution of the problems of our world. Jesus is not an impractical idealist. He is the practical realist. And from our tradition, a new thought, we have Emmett Fox, a very early thinker and teacher in the ideas of new thought. That's kind of our umbrella, spirituality. And he always reminds us, Emmett Fox does, always taught, turn away from the problem and turn to the solution, which is always God in some aspect of God. And he wrote, "There is no difficulty that enough love will not conquer, no door that enough love will not open, no gulf that enough love will not bridge, no wall that enough love will not throw down. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddied the tangle, how great the mistake. A sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful person in the world." You know, our teaching, Science of Mind and Spirit, sometimes gets accused of being rather Pollyannish, you know? Oh, that, you know, it's all God, so it's all good. And, you know, what I just said, turn away from the problem, look only at the solution. You know, we get accused of that. But I think we're actually extremely practical. Because when has focusing on the problem and staying down in the muck ever done any good? Right? We have to turn to the solution. And always turning to spirit and finding those God qualities of love, compassion, understanding, they're always going to help the situation. So I think we're rather practical. And that's where the real power lies. That's the only thing that's going to overcome the rancor and divisiveness, which is why our founder Ernest Holmes wrote, "Love overcomes both hate and fear. However, love does not overcome hate and fear through controversy, argument, or force, but by a subtle power of transformation, transmutation, and sublimation. It is invisible in its essence, but apparent through its act. As light overcomes the darkness, as the presence of heat causes the coolness of a room to change until it is warm and comfortable, so the radiant action of love and peace dissipates fear, hate, and confusion." So now what? First and foremost, take care of yourself. Then, take care of someone else. And when you're ready, rise up. Be part of the solution. Rise up above the hostility and divisiveness. Rise up and be a force for understanding and compassion that comes from deep inner peace. Rise up knowing that love is the answer, because we are in this together. No one is going anywhere. We cannot walk away from anyone. So rise up. That's what. And as part of that, for our prayer today, we're going to do together a meditation. I have to explain it a little bit. Some of you may have done it, but some may have not. It's a metta meditation. We're going to first use I, and then you, then we, our nation, and all peoples everywhere. And I'll say the first part, and then you'll get the rhythm, and we can do it together. So it will start like this. May I be well.
May I be
secure.
May I be happy.
May you be well.
May you be well.
May you be secure.
May you be secure.
May you be happy.
May you be happy.
May we be well.
May we be well.
May we be secure.
May we be secure.
May we be happy.
May we be happy.
May our nation be well.
May our nation be well.
May our nation be secure.
May our nation be secure.
May our nation be happy.
May our nation be happy.
May all peoples everywhere be well.
May all peoples everywhere be well.
May all peoples everywhere be secure.
May all peoples everywhere be secure.
May all peoples everywhere be happy.
May all peoples everywhere be happy.
And so it is. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org. and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.